Okay, so let's begin just by settling into our position, whether we're sitting or lying, seeing if we can give the weight and the shape of the body up to gravity, up to the floor, up to the planet, allowing our weight to drop down through the points of contact. Being aware of the breath and the whole body just as it is. Letting the face be soft, the jaw soft, the tongue soft, throat soft, shoulders soft, hands soft, abdomen soft. Buttock soft, legs soft, feet soft. Resting right here, right now, in the body. Now very gently placing our hands on the belly, the soft area beneath the ribs, above the hips. Having the left hand on the left side of the belly and the right hand on the right side of the belly. And if we're sitting, seeing if we can allow the shoulders to remain soft. If we're lying, allowing the weight of the arms to rest on the floor, shoulders to drop back. And tuning into the movement beneath the hands. Letting the breath be natural and just noticing, is there movement? Letting go of ideas of right and wrong, just being curious about our actual experience in the belly. And bringing to mind what I was saying about the movement of the main diaphragm, broadening and flattening down in the body on the in-breath, relaxing back into its concave shape on the out-breath. And how this movement pushes down on the internal organs, causing them to move outwards a wee bit, and then they drop back on the out-breath. You might not be able to feel the diaphragm directly, but we can feel it by inference with the swelling and subsiding of the belly. And being aware also of the ribs and the chest. The ribs expanding on the in-breath, subsiding on the out-breath. The lungs filling on the in-breath, deflating on the out-breath. The breastbone rising a little on the in-breath, subsiding back on the out-breath. Just letting our breath do whatever it wants to do. At any point you feel you want to take a deeper breath, in doing that, if your breath feels settled, letting it be settled. Now coming back to the belly, movement of the hands, and we'll do some contracting and releasing. So I'll explain it first of all and then we'll do it together. So the contraction phase will draw in the tummy and hold it for a moment or two, still breathing, and then we'll release. And when we release, we'll want to take a big deep breath, so we do that, and then breathing out again. So let's do it together now. So drawing in the tummy, the abdomen, sucking it in, holding, holding, and release. Big deep breath. And breathing out. So do this a couple more times for yourself in your own way, with this attitude of inquiry, of curiosity. So we know what it feels like to be contracted, and we know what it feels like to release in this area. And now let's allow this area to settle back into something that's more natural. And maybe it will be a bit more released than it was before, or maybe it won't. Just noticing. But just seeing if we can allow the diaphragm to move in the way that it's designed to move. Bearing in mind our own body. We've all got different bodies. Maybe some of us have got injuries or our diaphragm's impaired in some way. So just bearing that in mind. But seeing if we can allow the breath in this area to be as easy as possible. And now guiding our awareness down into the pelvic floor area. And if we're sitting, we can now relax our arms and hands into a position that's more comfortable. If we're lying down, probably quite good to keep your hands on the belly, if that's comfortable. So just tuning into the pelvic floor area, first of all. So this is the diamond shape from the pubis at the front. Anus at the back, sitting bones on either side. And is there any kind of echo of the breath in this area that you can feel? Maybe you can't feel anything at all. That's fine, just noticing that. Maybe you've never, ever investigated breathing in this area before. So just been curious. And remember, it's not an active movement, it's a receptive echo, like an ocean swell, if there's any movement. So now we're going to do some contracting and releasing. So again, I'll explain it first of all. So the contracting phrase is squeezing and drawing up in this area as if we're stopping ourselves passing wind or passing water. And then the relaxation phase is to let go as much as is appropriate for our own body. And then when you let go, you'll find you want to take a big deep breath and then to breathe out. So let's do it together. Drawing in, drawing up, holding, holding, and now release. Big deep breath and breathing out. I'm doing it again a few more times with this attitude of curiosity. When you release, relaxing the buttocks, letting go down into gravity again. And now let's allow this area to settle. And seeing if we can feel any sense of very subtle broadening and opening on the in-breath and toning on the out-breath. It's not contracting, it's a quality of retracting and toning on the out-breath. You might find it helpful to let the jaw hang loose. That can sometimes help us release in this area a bit more. And an image that can be quite interesting is to imagine there's a light bulb inside this area, and the light bulb glows on the in-breath and dims on the out-breath. So it's a light bulb that's powered by the breath. Perhaps sighing a little bit with each out-breath. Coming now to the hips on either side of the pelvis. Can we feel an echo of the breath in the hips at all? Maybe some very, very subtle rotation in the hips with the in-breath and the out-breath. Maybe rotating outwards a wee bit on the in-breath, inwards a wee bit on the out-breath. Again, it will be extremely subtle, like an echo. If you can't feel anything, don't worry, but just being aware of the possibility of this echo, this rhythm in the hips with the breath. Now coming up to the sacrum. If we're lying down, this is the triangular bone that will be taking a lot of weight. If we're sitting, it's the area just above the buttock, the bottom of the curve of the lower back, the base of the curve of the lower back. Can we feel the breath in this area in any way? Remember that there are attachments, sort of ligaments that extend down from the diaphragm all the way down to the inside of the lower back, the lumbar vertebrae. So every time the diaphragm moves, the spine moves. There may be a sort of undulation or a rocking in this area. Again, don't worry if you can't feel anything. Some of us may have spines that are a bit damaged in one way, but being aware of the possibility of kind of cradling in this area with the breath. And coming up to the lower back, the arch, the curve of the lower back. If we're lying down, it gently curves away from the floor. If we're sitting, it's being aware of the shape of the lower back. Allowing the breathing to echo into the lower back or to express itself in the lower back. What do you feel? Perhaps a broadening and opening on the in-breath, subsiding on the out-breath. Perhaps a very subtle rocking. Perhaps the angle of the lower back changes a little bit on the in and the out breath. Can you feel a breath in the sides of the lower back, as well as the middle of the lower back? And coming to the middle back. The area behind the waist. What do you feel here with the breath? And the upper back. The back of the ribs, the shoulder blades, and the spine. Remember that the breath is as much in the back as the front at this area. The ribs are as much in the back as the front. The lungs are as much in the back as the front. So allowing the upper back to be breathed moment by moment. And coming to the shoulders, where the arms fall away out of the shoulder area. Can we feel anything inside the shoulders with the in and the out breath? Maybe again a very subtle rotating outwards on the in breath and rotating inwards again on the out breath. Subtle and receptive to all the movements in the body with the breath. As the whole chest area opens, the ribs expand in the front and the back, it kind of echoes out into the shoulders. And then the subsiding phase echoes in the shoulders. And now coming up to the neck, the back of the neck, the front of the neck, the throat area, or the windpipe area. And the head. If we're lying down, can we give the weight of the head up to the surface it's resting upon? If we're sitting, can we allow the head to be aligned so it's resting with gravity, not tipping forwards or backwards or side to side? So there's an effortless quality to the head's position, to the best of our ability. And let's investigate the vocal diaphragm now, which is a little bit more tricky to feel. The back of the mouth, the top of the windpipe, around the glottis area. And we'll do contracting and releasing. So the contracting phase is bringing to mind what it feels like when you're nervous or anxious. And the relaxing phase is when you let go of that. Again, being quite curious, experimental, just seeing what happens in this area. So let's do it together. So contracting as if you're very nervous, blocked in this area, holding, and releasing. Big deep breath and breathing out. So do this a couple more times for yourself. As I say, it's harder to feel, so being quite experimental. Just being quite gentle with yourself. And let's let it settle now. Settle so the wind of the air can blow into the body through the throat, and the wind of the out breath can blow out again. And an image I quite like is to imagine that the whole windpipe area is like a very broad avenue with beautiful trees up either side, and it's just a wind blowing down on the in breath, up on the out breath. Unrestricted, free, gentle. Letting the jaw be relaxed, the tongue soft. And now broadening our awareness to be aware of the whole body. All three diaphragms moving with the breath. Broadening and opening on the in-breath. Toning, retracting on the out-breath. But it's almost effortless. Just letting the body be breathed. And now we're going to do some experimenting with contracting one diaphragm and seeing what happens to the other two diaphragms. This can be quite interesting. So coming to the main abdominal diaphragm, first of all. So let's contract that area, draw it in, and notice what's happened to the pelvic floor and the throat. And release, big deep breath. And do that a couple more times for yourself. And now bring your awareness down to the pelvic diaphragm. And contracting in this area, drawing it up. And notice what's happened to the main diaphragm and the vocal diaphragm. And release. Big deep breath and do this a couple more times for yourself. And now let's come to the vocal diaphragm. So blocking in this area and notice what happens to the other two diaphragms. And release, deep breath. And do this a couple more times. And what you probably discovered is if we inhibit one diaphragm, it inhibits the other two diaphragms. So we can see how important it is to let all these three areas be as soft and receptive to the natural breath as possible. So now allowing the breath to be free in the whole body. And an image for the three diaphragms that I quite like is like saloon bar doors, like in old Western movies. So the doors are blowing open on the in-breath, subsiding on the out-breath. So the body's very receptive to these movements. It's allowing itself to be breathed. Seeing if we can let go of resistance. And to finish, let's imagine that the whole body is covered in a very fine, delicate, gossamer fine, translucent sheath that's knitted, very, very fine fibers. On the in-breath, all the fibers move a little bit apart, and on the out-breath, all the fibers condense. So the body's expanding a little bit in all directions on the in-breath and condensing in all directions on the out-breath. And we can call this 360-degree breathing. So the whole body opening a little bit on the in-breath, condensing a little bit on the out-breath. Whole body being breathed. And before we finish, perhaps we could form an intention to take this quality of full body breathing with us as we go into bigger movements. As we can see, the body's always moving with the breath, it's never still. And we can learn to take this natural movement into bigger movements without inhibiting the breath, without resisting. So perhaps first of all, let's just move our arms and hands a wee bit, however we want to. And see if we can do this without holding the breath. And then very gradually bring the body into bigger movements. Coming into an upright position. If we're lying down, being careful to bend one knee and then the other knee, first of all, so the feet are flat on the floor. And then allowing the legs to roll to one side and the body to follow. And then coming over onto our hands and knees in an upright position. And if we're sitting, just coming out of our position in a way that's listening to the body and what the body wants and needs.